my joke job description was that my job was to count to four because we have seven council members and I need four votes to get anything done. So if you're in the legislature, you've got to count to 60 in the Illinois House and, you know, a high number in the Senate. And county auditor, I was the only Democrat in the courthouse for 8 years. So I had to deal with the 27-member county board. And we got a lot done, but I think mayors feel that it's more direct. And I think cities really are holding the state of Illinois together right now because the state is in a disaster mode in terms of government. And cities just have to get the job done.
What do you feel you were able to accomplish as mayor? What were the two or three things that you were really most proud of?
Well, the main thing was getting a good working relationship with the council, because that's the reason I got elected mayor, is that under the former administrator, there was a pitched battle between the council and the mayor, and none of the council members wanted to run again. I had Danielle Chinoweth who said she would quit if I didn't get elected. So we started out, and I think we had a really good council, and we just got a lot done. The first thing we did was sit down and figure out the goals between the council and the mayor, and I pushed for having public safety be our main goal. And on the county board, there is a Democratic caucus and a Republican caucus, but we only had one Republican. So I said, well, we're not going to have a caucus. Why don't we just all meet together? So that was Heather Stevenson. And I've seen her from time to time. And we agreed that that council really worked very well together.
Were there other things that attracted you to the position when you ran back then?
Well, I think it was that I had experience in government and I'm interested in issues. But I thought the city could do things better than it was. And I got a lot of things started that had been sort of stalled. One of them was Olympian Drive. The previous mayor didn't want to move forward on that because it was going to benefit the Champaign School District, because a lot of that territory is in the Champaign School District. And I took a look at it and I said, well, if it's going to benefit the Champaign School District, that's fine, but it's going to benefit the city of Urbana, and that's why we did it. So we had to work with the county board on that, and they didn't want to extend it past Lincoln Avenue to US 45. So I think the public doesn't realize the years and years of planning that has to take place before something like a road can be built.
How will you remain active out of office? Will you attend council meetings?
No, I'm not going to attend a lot of council meetings. I mean, if some issue comes up where I feel I've got specific input, or I'm certainly going to talk to council members about issues that I'm concerned about, but I'm certainly not going to be there all the time. When I didn't run again as county auditor, I had Jerry Parr, who had been my deputy, become the auditor, and I did not haunt the auditor's office. I was gone because I figured the new person, they just need the freedom. And I told Diane she can just call me about anything. I don't expect her to call me a lot, but if she has a question, I'd be happy to try to answer it.
Whatever way the Landmark Hotel redevelopment goes, I mean, do you have any sense of how much longer that will go on?
We're still working on that. And I think it would be a wonderful addition. And so I hope that they end up doing it, but we have to make sure we have an agreement that the council can accept. And I think that if you have it run by Hilton, that all these fears that somehow the taxpayers are going to end up holding the bag, I don't think that that's going to be true. So I've asked the staff to analyze the risks of each of the alternatives. And certainly people who say, don't do it, wait for something else, there's a big risk on that. It's fairly unlikely that something that it's being managed by Hilton is not going to have revenue. So it's set up right now that the revenue from the hotel motel tax would be paying off the bonds. And the whole thing needs to be just worked on by both sides until there's a mutual agreement.
What else would you like to have developed for downtown if you had been reelected?
Well, I think the downtown's doing very well. And there's a sense of preserving historic buildings. And Urbana is a very environmentally friendly city. And the most environmentally friendly buildings that you can have are the existing buildings. It's much more efficient energy-wise to refit an existing building than to tear it down and start over again. So, and some of these buildings are very solidly built, including the Urbana Hotel. I think it's a smart thing to preserve as much as you can. And certainly Busey Bank, which is a relatively new building, they are investing now, and they're going to have 50 more employees in the downtown. So there's a lot of new restaurants, and they're not chains. They're individually owned, and they're very good restaurants. So I think Urbana is doing quite well.
Well, how much longer will you be involved in discussions or trying to save Police Training Institute?
Well, I started out in politics working on issues, environmental issues. I was the first legislative chairman of an environmental group called HIPS, Housewives Interested in Pollution Solutions. And we had a great time, and I wrote the first proposed legislation, so I got to be the first legislative chairman. And that took me to testify to a House committee in Springfield. So that's how I got involved in politics. I got asked to run for the county board by Jim Anderson, the husband of Barbara Anderson, who founded HIPS. And he asked me to run for the county board, so I said, "What's the county board?" I always thought they'd put that on my tombstone, you know. But anyway, that's how I got involved in politics, was by working on issues. And so I enjoy working on issues, and I would like to see the university understand the benefit to the university of having a program that is very successful and that people around the state really appreciate. So I'd like to work on that, and also on sustainable funding for 911 systems, because I've been on the METCAD board and I've seen it firsthand what needs to be done, and there are a few other issues that I'd like to work on.